We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. California's wildfires in the past 2 years have resulted in the loss of thousands of homes and massive increases in premiums or people just losing their policies. Today, the state of California stepped in to prevent the situation from getting worse.
State Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara said the action will have most impact in areas hardest hit by the fires over the last 18 months.
I have issued a mandatory moratorium on non-renewals for those affected by recent wildfire disasters. More than 800,000 homes and apartments in our state to give millions of people additional time to recover and assess their individual situation.
Lara said decisions by companies to raise policy premiums dramatically, even on homeowners whose homes weren't damaged in the fires, is unconscionable. And while the year-long moratorium remains in effect, he wants policyholder groups and insurance companies operating in what he called a healthy and competitive insurance market to seek better solutions than simple non-renewal of policies or massive premium hikes. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The group that represents insurance companies in the state says they're caught in a bind. Rex Frazier heads up the Personal Insurance Federation of California. He tells KNX wildfire losses are costing insurers billions of dollars.
For the insurance industry, just 2017 alone eliminated the cumulative profits for the entire insurance industry from 1991 to 2016.
But Frazier says his organization does not oppose the commissioner's ban. He adds that there is an insurance company of last resort for people who've had their policies dropped. It's called the California Fair Plan, which he acknowledges is more expensive than regular insurance.
The LA group behind a failed rent control measure in 2018 is now looking to put the issue before California voters again next year. The Housing Advocacy Division of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation says it's collected nearly a million signatures to put a measure on the November 2020 ballot that would expand rent control statewide. But opponents, including the real estate industry, are already pushing back, saying this would just make the housing affordability crisis worse in the state. LA City Attorney is warning consumers about online puppy scams.
They get the individuals online invested in a puppy. Sometimes it's a stock photo that they have online, only never to deliver the puppy at all.
City Attorney Mike Feuer says his office has identified about 75 complaints from the LA area.
And we're in the process of trying to review to see if any of them warrants a follow-up by our office.
Christina Tucson, supervisor of the City Attorney's Consumer Protection Unit, explains how you can identify one of these scams.
What I did when I was looking for a puppy was I did a reverse image search, and I found the puppy was actually from a shelter in Arkansas, not in L.A., as the ad claimed it was.
Those did you find that same photo used in a bunch of different sites?
I found it in one in particular. It was offering it in L.A. at a particular location. It claimed to be a shelter, but I looked up the location and address. It wasn't actually a shelter address.
If you want to avoid falling prey to these scams, Feuer says go to a local shelter and adopt. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A lawsuit filed in Los Angeles accuses Lyft of ignoring a passenger who says she was sexually attacked by her driver.
She's disabled, walks with a limp, regularly uses rideshare to get around, and she says back on May 27th, her Lyft driver picked her up in L.A. after a trip to the grocery store.
He offered to bring my bags up to my door, and I said yes, which was a big mistake.
Cheyenne says inside her apartment that the driver tried to force himself on her, tried to kiss her.
I know he took advantage of me because of the way I walk, and he thought I was weak, but I need him in the stomach pretty hard.
She called police, called Lyft.
Spoke to Lyft, but I never heard back.
Lyft has not helped law enforcement.
Now she has an attorney, Mike Boomberger,
which prevents them from prosecuting and arresting this gentleman.
He says Lyft has a history of ignoring sexual assault complaints involving their drivers. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We have reached out to Lyft for comment on the lawsuit. So far, no response.
A newly released investigative review finds a former UCLA gynecologist accused of sexually abusing patients violated the university's policy for sexual violence and sexual harassment.
A complaint filed by one of two patients involved in the criminal case against Dr. James Heaps was the focus of the Title IX investigation, which determined that there is sufficient evidence to conclude that Heaps engaged in behavior that constituted sexual assault when he saw the woman in 2017. Most of the investigation's interviews were completed by January 2018. Attorney Jennifer McGrath represents the woman and dozens of other alleged victims.
UCLA chose to put their profits and their reputation over patients' well-being, allowing women to continue to visit Dr. Heaps and have appointments with him until June of 2018.
Attorney Leonard Levine represents Heaps.
When the evidence comes in this court, where people are under oath, we are confident Dr. Heaps will be totally exonerated.
UCLA Health issued a statement saying the complexity of the case made it take longer to complete the investigation, adding that sexual misconduct in any form is unacceptable. At the airport courthouse, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Plenty of good news for Big Bear Mountain Resort. Shattered its November snowfall record this year. Resort saw 54 inches of fresh powder in November, most of it falling on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday. Justin Canton with Big Bear tells KNX this means great skiing, but he does have a warning for people looking to ski.
We do always want to make sure that people are taking every precaution when they're coming to and from the mountain. So that means checking road and weather conditions prior to heading up to Big Bear. It also means making sure your vehicle is properly prepared with appropriate tires, tire chains, knowing how to install those chains.
All the roads open right now. More snow could change things, of course. Resort still ramping up to full operations. Usually happens just before Christmas.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.